Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Memorial Day 2025. Do hope you are having a great day today. I do hope you remembered to bring along the SPF today because the UV rays were incredibly
strong. Yes, especially and those beachgoers.
Absolutely, and they remain incredibly strong this afternoon. So if you're hearing me and you might be on the beach saying, uh-oh, I forgot the SPF, go ahead, go to the car. Well, go on, just make the trip. You'll thank me for it later when you get ready to go to bed tonight and you hit those sheets and that sunburn gets you.
Yeah, kind of feel it chafe against the sheets.
Oh, absolutely.
Bummer.
So, anyway, thanks for having us on this Memorial Day. We do appreciate it. A lot of information we're going to cover for you today. Here's what we're going to do. Let's go ahead, Austin, and get into the three important things that people need to know this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, proposal. This is number one, by the way. A proposal to raise Escambia School Superintendent Keith Leonard's salary by about 19% has been placed on hold after severe pushback from the community. Does this come as a surprise to a lot? I say yes. The matter was not brought before the Escambia School Board meeting last Tuesday at the May 15th workshop. Board member Paul Fetsko suggested Superintendent Leonard's salary be increased to at least $205,000 annually.
And your second of the top three stories this afternoon, 31-year-old Zachary Barfield, a Panama City fisherman, was sentenced to 30 days in jail in order to pay a $51,000 fine after being convicted of poisoning dolphins with a pesticide and shooting them with a firearm. The National Marine Fisheries launched an investigation revealing that Barfield became frustrated with dolphins eating red snapper from the lines of his charter fishing clients. Barfield was a longtime charter and commercial fishing captain.
All right, let's take a look at number three this afternoon. Florida and Alabama's red snapper season officially opened up here. Charter boat captains pretty optimistic for a long season. Florida's red snapper season runs through from today, actually, and then it'll shut down after today, reopening on Sunday, continuing through July 31st. So you got an extended two-month period right there. Alabama's red snapper season runs until June 30th or until the quota is met, whichever is longer. Florida, by the way, has a fall weekend season as well.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a teenager in Navarre was seriously injured after running a stop sign and crashing into a truck with his electric scooter on Saturday. The teen was airlifted to Sacred Heart following the crash. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says that he's seen more of these e-scooters around our area lately and says that they go fast enough that you can easily be killed on one.
All right. Significant number of wildfires burning across Florida. I want to give this information now just to let you know that it's going to start going drying up around here because Austin will tell us about it in a few minutes, but the five-day forecast doesn't look like a lot of rain, I don't believe. It'd be kind of low percentages if we got it.
Yeah, low to mid, yeah.
Okay, we'll get into that in a few minutes here, but wildfires, leaving those things unattended can get you in a lot of trouble. As of now, 58 wildfires burning across the state, with the largest being the 344 fire. That's down in South Miami-Dade County, which has burned over 25,000 acres and is currently 30% contained. Additionally, there are 14 active brush fires reported, with a total of 1,300 wildfires affecting more than 57,000 acres this year due to dry conditions and low humidity.
And Escambia County investigators looking into a drive-by shooting that was reported Saturday morning on Devane Street. Officials say it happened just after 4 a.m. The gunfire was reportedly targeting a camper trailer. Deputies say nobody was injured, and a search for a suspect is ongoing. The sheriff's office asking anyone with information to contact them or Crime Stoppers.
4:15, Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. contract. Call Insect today. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups. Well, not much, but we did have some backups from an accident reported on Highway 29. This was just north of I-10, but that has seemingly cleared out. There's no congestion there any longer. Outside of that, not much is holding you up. As for the weather, we are sitting at 86 degrees right now. Low of 78 tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorms this evening. They'll ramp up on Tuesday, hit a high of about 40%, and then on Wednesday, they'll hit 60, Thursday, 50, Friday, 70. So we do see it for the most part creep up, but that's over the course of the next several days. But right now, once again, 86, low of 78 tonight, and just a 20% chance of rain this evening.
Okay, here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, Governor DeSantis, once again, defending a program led by his wife that received millions of dollars through a settlement. Here's Eben Brown. He's down in Miami with us this afternoon.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is still being asked questions about Hope Florida, the program under the leadership of his wife, First Lady Casey DeSantis, which received $10 million in funding as part of a state Medicaid settlement. DeSantis says the program has yielded results in getting Floridians to work and self-sufficiency.
You're not relying on government. In fact, Hope Florida, there have been 30,000 people that have gotten off means-tested government assistance. That saved the taxpayer over $100 million.
Speaking in Tampa, Democrats have called for investigations. The governor denies the program does anything improper. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And speaking of the governor, we got a lot about him today. He's poised to sign House Bill 999 that designates gold and silver coins as legal tender for debt payments. The bill also includes requirements for ensuring the security of deposits, record keeping, and maintaining separate ledger accounts for transactions involving the precious metals. Additionally, it mandates that the chief financial officer and the Financial Services Commission create and submit implementing rules to the legislature by November 1st.
417 News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for letting us come along for the ride today. A former congressional candidate in Florida is going to be spending several years in prison. Kevin Urensky has more.
41-year-old William Braddock III was sentenced in federal court in Tampa Wednesday to 3 years in prison for plotting to have his primary opponent murdered by a foreign hit squad. In 2021, Braddock and current Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna were running for the Republican nomination for Florida's 13th district when he went as far as telling Paulina Luna's friend during a phone call that he would have her murdered by a Russian-Ukrainian hit squad if she continued to poll well. Braddock eventually flew to Thailand before settling in the Philippines. He was returned to the U.S. last year in order to face trial. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And a man is dead after a bizarre and violent encounter with Polk County deputies near Lakeland Monday morning. Sheriff Grady Judd says Timothy Schultz swam across a lake where he appears to have been bitten by a gator, then charged at deputies with garden shears. After being tased twice, he climbed into a running patrol car and tried to grab an officer's gun, prompting deputies to open fire. Judd says Schultz had a long history of meth-related arrests.
Okay, are you in the mood for hunting invasive species? I guess new type
get
of,
those pesky critters
new
out
new type
here.
Of cowboy in town. The registration for Florida's annual 10-day python challenge is now open. The hunt will start July the 11th, run through July 20th. The state offers prizes to the hunters who bring in the most snakes, as well as the longest. The top snake wrangler share, are you ready for this one? $25,000 reward.
Wow.
If you really want to register and get involved, visit FL Python, like Florida, pythonchallenge.org. And what I always say, happy playing and good luck to you.
And a new study has revealed the most misspelled word in Florida. The company Word Unscrambler used Google search data to determine that the most misspelled word in each state is, drumroll please, compliment. That's the most misspelled word, apparently. Nationally, though, the top five misspelled words are definitely, separate, necessary, believe, and through, as in see-through.
Wow. I was thinking, like, you know, commitment. A lot of people get the number of T's all mixed up.
They're missing an M. They add
a T. Here's the top one. Canceled. How many times do you see they put two doggone L's in that word?
Yeah, and that's one of those words that it's like they spell it with two L's, like I think in Europe, don't they, or Canada, and then they spell it with one here. Like so it's like, it's half wrong. Yeah, those words in a gray area kind of suck.
All right. Hey, the Florida House we're talking about here has advanced a budget bill in a narrow vote, sending it to the Senate, which will now consider the measure. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mast on Fox and Friends, urging the Senate to pass that bill.
These are all big things for the American people, and I think they recognize not just as the president's agenda, but as something that unleashes the American economy and goes out there and does what needs to be our commitment, which is let Americans do more with their resources and let Washington try to do more with less.
All righty, 420 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting headlines happening nationally for you.
Pensacola Beach is a wonderful place to vacation and celebrate with your family. If you thought about having a family celebration or a memorable beach wedding, Casa de Luna still has good dates available this year. Casa de Luna is spacious, with room for large families. It has 9 bedrooms and 8 bathrooms. Casa de Luna is a large private home with a refreshing pool and water views. And the pool can be heated. Casa de Luna is unique in that the main living area is directly on the ground level. It's very convenient. Bedrooms are both on the ground level and upstairs. One bathroom is handicap friendly, and another has a genuine jacuzzi. There's a large gaming porch with a pool table, hockey, ping pong, and Xbox One. Bicycles are provided. Bring your family to Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach.
For information, call Casa de Luna at 850-433-4855. That's 850-433-4855.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Febreze. As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm-hmm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up! Oscar! La, 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 la.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
She's a flower I can paint up. She's a child of the sun.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, very interesting. Tensions continuing to rise between President Trump and Harvard University. Griff Jenkins has the latest. I mean, this is the latest report.
President Trump is railing against the Ivy League school today in a series of Truth Social posts this morning. First saying this, I'm considering taking $3 billion of grant money away from a very anti-Semitic Harvard and giving it to trade schools all across our land. What a great investment that would be for the USA and so badly needed. Now, this comes after Harvard sued and a federal judge temporarily blocked the administration stripping the school of its ability to enroll international students on foreign visas. This all began last month when DHS demanded the university hand over records of foreign students who participated in, quote, illegal and violent activities, which Trump now claims has not been received on Truth Social also this morning.
Okay, 425, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Unsurprisingly, looking at the roads here, with it being a holiday, not too much traffic. Even looking at the bridges connecting us to Pensacola and Navarre beaches, those are looking clear at this time as well. Please continue to stay safe out there. As for the weather, 86 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Going to see some slight thunderstorm chances lingering late this evening. That'll bleed into your Tuesday, where the chances of rainfall creep up just a little bit higher.
So what do you think about job security when it comes to be a weatherman like yourself?
I think it predominantly rides on being accurate, so hopefully I am.
Well, I say this because I want to kind of just marry this into this next story here. It says artificial intelligence is now being used to predict the daily weather forecast.
Ah.
Here's Eben Brown.
Your favorite weather app might tell you things like the air quality index, but Microsoft says its latest AI model called Aurora can now do the same. The tech company says it's accurately predicting weather events as complicated as hurricanes and typhoons. They even claim their forecasts outdid the National Hurricane Center's five-day cyclone tracking in the 2022 season. Using artificial intelligence to help with meteorology isn't exactly new, but Microsoft plans to incorporate Aurora's work into the forecast offerings on its MSN public portal, using it to offer forecasts that update hourly. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Eben just kind of mentioned it there. Like, technology helping us predict the weather is not new. So that doesn't bug me. What's going to bug me is if the AI starts reporting the weather instead of people. That's going to be ridiculous. It's just like technology replacing humans in any other profession. Takes away jobs. Not cool.
427, News Radio 92.3, and now you know. This was an interesting thing that happened recently. I wanted to pass this on. A plane flying from Tokyo to Houston was diverted to Seattle after a passenger attempted to open an exit door mid-flight. Abigail Dye of KRIV, that's over in Houston, Fox 26, has more.
Two men zip tie a man to his seat after passengers say he tried to open the emergency exit mid-flight.
So the guy was sitting behind me directly. He actually got up out of his seat and crawled over the people that were sitting next to him. And he got up in a hurry, so I just assumed he was sick.
Ashley took videos. She tells me over the phone the man went for the emergency exit. And once he did, two men jumped into action. A spokesperson with Seattle International confirms the event, saying they have no information on criminal charges and that the man was having a medical crisis. So he was transported to the hospital. Abigail Dye, Fox 26 News.
And German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is supporting Ukrainian military strikes deep in Russian territory. It comes after Merz committed to supplying Ukraine with long-range missiles. He said on Monday that Germany, Britain, the U.S., and France have all gotten rid of range restrictions for weapons given to Ukraine. The German Chancellor's stance on the matter is different from his predecessor, Olaf Scholz, whom he replaced earlier in May. Meanwhile, on Sunday, Trump said that Russian President Vladimir Putin has gone absolutely crazy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. New Orleans police continue to look for five inmates that had escaped from prison. Nate Foy, still in the city. He's reporting from New Orleans today.
Day 11 of this manhunt, five dangerous fugitives remain on the loose, and all five, but really one, appears to be quite slippery. A source close to the investigation tells Fox News that police executed a second search warrant trying to find Lenten Van Buren last night, but came up empty. As a result of that raid, authorities arrested his 28-year-old sister, Lenica Van Buren, his father, Lenten Van Buren Sr., and Patricia Van Buren. Now, local media reports that Van Buren asked for a clean phone before his escape, and all 12 people are accused of helping the inmates. Prosecutors say some of them provided food, money, or rides, while others helped during the actual escape.
And Texas public school classrooms may soon have the Ten Commandments posted. Lawmakers spent hours debating before passing Senate Bill 1088 and 49 on Saturday. The bill passed despite challenges from Democratic lawmakers. House Republicans rejected attempts to allow school boards to vote on having the Ten Commandments in classrooms and having codes of ethics from other religions join the commandments on school walls.
The Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem calling for major changes over the Coast Guard. Here is the latest from Jennifer Griffin.
Unlike other military branches, the Coast Guard is not based at the Pentagon and falls under DHS, with a Homeland Security mission, creating a feeling at times of neglect. Force Design 2028 aims to fix that, establishing a civilian service secretary to lead and set a strategic direction, just like the Army, Navy, and Air Force have. Quote, the Secretary of Homeland Security has directed the U.S. Coast Guard to develop a plan for establishing a potential Secretary of the Coast Guard to support the President's focus and alignment on border security and immigration enforcement. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. On this Memorial Day, President Trump honored the nation's fallen service members in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports.
He asked Americans never forget the sacrifice by members of the armed forces so this country can be free.
We should never forget, even for a moment, that freedom is a gift of the highest cost and peace is won at the most precious price.
There are over 400,000 Americans buried at Arlington National Cemetery.
A man is under arrest in England after a car drove into a crowd of people in Liverpool. Here's Fox's Alex Hogan.
Police say a 53-year-old white man from Liverpool is in custody, and the car collided with a number of pedestrians on a busy street that was packed with soccer fans celebrating Liverpool FC, the soccer team winning the Premier League title.
No word on the number of people injured or if there were any fatalities. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked quite a bit about Memorial Day. We listened to some of the excerpts from President Reagan's 1986 speech on the subject. Also talked about the NOAA Atlas 14 standard proposed to be used in Santa Rosa County for floodwater mitigation and why the Board of County Commissioners isn't exactly sold on that. Very interesting conversation at the Board of Trustees for UWF about tenure approval and how professors earn it. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a proposal to raise Escambia School Superintendent Keith Leonard's salary by about 19% has been placed on hold after severe pushback from the community. The matter was not brought before the Escambia School Board meeting last Tuesday at the May 15th workshop, of course. Board member Paul Fetsko suggested that Superintendent Leonard's salary be increased to at least $205,000 a year.
Okay, this is story number two out of three. 31-year-old Zachary Barfield, a Panama City fisherman, was sentenced to 30 days in jail, ordered to pay $51,000. That is a fine that he is really being hit with after being convicted of poisoning dolphins with a pesticide and then shooting them with a firearm. National Marine Fisheries launched an investigation revealing Barfield became frustrated with dolphins. And I've seen it many times being out on the boat. Yes, the dolphins will go after your snapper, try to get it off your line.
It's almost like that's what they eat or something.
And they're usually pretty successful in doing this. But all in all, makes a lot of the fishermen a little upset up there. Barfield was a longtime charter and commercial fishing captain. He knew better.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is kind of a good segue. Your third and final top story this afternoon. Florida and Alabama's red snapper season is officially open. Charter boat captains are optimistic for a long season. Florida's red snapper season runs through today, reopening on Sunday, June 1st through July 31st. Alabama's red snapper season runs until June 30th or until the quota is met, whichever is longer. And Florida also has a fall weekend season.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
All right, 4:35, News Radio 92.3. Birmingham brought out the bats again on Sunday. Barons down Pensacola 6-2. Pensacola now 23-22 on the season. The Wahoos hit the road tomorrow for the first game of a six-game road series against the Montgomery Biscuits.
All right, and WNBA superstar Caitlin Clark will be out of action for at least 2 weeks due to an injury. The Indiana Fever announced Clark has suffered a left quadriceps strain. This is the first time Clark will miss time in her WNBA career. She played every game in her rookie season last season. Clark set out the Fever's first preseason game earlier this month due to the same injury.
Okay, the Trump administration's investigating policies regarding transgender students at schools in Washington State. Dan Springer is in Seattle this afternoon with the details.
Students in La Center, Washington stand out from the rest of the state for what is not part of their education. Teachers don't ask them for preferred pronouns or alternate names. And if they do identify as transgender, a meeting is set up with their parents. School officials say not to out them, but to include the most important people in their lives. La Center calls it a pro-family policy and is fighting to keep state funding because state law says parents must be kept in the dark if that's what students want. Two sets of school records, one parents can see and one they can't. And that has triggered an unprecedented federal joint investigation by the Education and Justice Departments.
And, of course, we got Game 4 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals set for tonight in Minneapolis. Timberwolves playing host to the Oklahoma City Thunder. OKC holds a 2-1 series lead. But you can catch this game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Coverage of Western Conference Finals Game 4 gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay, it was the longest race of the NASCAR Cup Series season, and as Fox's Greg Thompson tells us, it took almost 600 miles to decide.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is still being asked questions about Hope Florida, the program under the leadership of his wife, First Lady Casey DeSantis, which received $10 million in funding as part of a state Medicaid settlement. DeSantis says the program has yielded results in getting Floridians to work and self-sufficiency.
You're not relying on government. And in fact, Hope Florida, there have been 30,000 people that have gotten off means-tested government assistance. That saved the taxpayer over $100 million.
Speaking in Tampa, Democrats have called for investigations. The governor denies the program does anything improper. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
For most of the Coca-Cola 600, it looked like it would be the local kid with something to celebrate. Racing at his hometown track, Charlotte native William Byron led for 283 of the 400 laps. But with just six to go, he was passed by Ross Chastain, who had started the race 40th in a backup car.
To drive on that final run and pass two cars that had been way better all night, holy cow, we just won the World 600!
Chastain there, courtesy of Prime Video after his first win of the season. In the other big story, Kyle Larson did become just the fifth driver ever to compete in both the Indy 500 and Coca-Cola 600 in the same day, but it didn't go great, as he crashed out of both races early. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
And the Florida Panthers just one win away from another trip to the Stanley Cup Final. They host the Carolina Hurricanes tonight in Game 4 of the ECF, holding a 3-0 lead. Florida aiming for its third straight finals appearance after winning the Cup last year and falling short in 2023. A win tonight in Sunrise would complete the sweep and send the Panthers back to the championship round.
4:39, News Radio 92.3. Talk about a trip across the big ocean. An Oregon man and his kitty cat friend received a warm welcome over the weekend in Hawaii. Quite a row there. CJ Papa has the details.
He went viral for quitting his job to sail the Pacific with his cat, Phoenix.
It doesn't really matter how much money you make at this point. Everybody's just trying to do enough to get by. It's just the world's in a weird place, and I think people have seen that it's possible to break out.
Oliver Ridger and his furry pal are online sensations. The 29-year-old liquidated his retirement savings, taught himself to sail mostly watching videos on YouTube, refitted the $50,000 boat he bought, and shoved off from the Oregon coast. He says diagnosed 4 years ago with a syndrome that carried a risk of paralysis made him realize he hated his managerial job at a tire company. He landed in Oahu Saturday, greeted by cheering fans, and Hawaii's Governor Josh Green presented him with a proclamation. CJ Papa, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
I'm Andy Gresh with a Sports Minute. What is still going on with the quarterback situation in the Pittsburgh Steelers? Aaron Rodgers is out spouting more theories to people, doesn't seem very interested in wanting to play football, and yet Kirk Cousins sits in Atlanta waiting for someone to just come along and pluck him out of that organization. If you're the Steelers, it's time to press Rodgers for an answer. I'm Andy Gresh.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are four things to consider. One, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. Two, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. Three, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. Number four, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Here's today's health news.
All right, 442 News Radio 92.3, Memorial Day 2025. I hope you're having a good one, and thanks for having us on. New findings on loneliness reveal surprising results. You might take this, you might find this to be interesting. Laura Kantner has the report.
Men are at the top of the list when it comes to the loneliest people in the U.S., more specifically, Gen Z and millennial men. They accounted for 25% of the total number. That's according to a new Gallup poll that gathered data from 2023 to 2024. And it's not just young American men who are feeling lonely. One in five Gen Z and millennial guys who live in other countries, including Turkey, France, Ireland, and Canada, also reported feeling isolated. New York City psychotherapist Justin Yong attributing this growing epidemic to men becoming preoccupied with gaming and porn that hinder them from displaying intimacy. Laura Kantor, Fox News.
And alcohol-related cancer deaths have doubled in the U.S. over the last 30 years. In 1990, there were just under 12,000 such deaths, but that number skyrocketed to 23,000 deaths in 2021. The study out of the University of Miami's Comprehensive Cancer Center shows that the increase is being driven by deaths in men 55 and older. The WHO labeled alcohol a carcinogen in 1987, saying that no amount is safe.
Okay, the push to make healthy America healthy again is moving beyond the federal government, with a number of states asking the Trump administration for waivers banning food stamp recipients from using their benefits for sodas and candy. Indiana Governor Mike Braun says his state is one of those looking to change our nation's eating habits.
It doesn't make sense, and that's where you get the worst of government involved. They want to push it, I think, for the wrong reasons. Then you get industry buying into it.
Yeah.
That's not going to fly with the current administration, nor with mine here in Indiana.
And a new study found that stress from work could be affecting your dog at home. The research shows that dog owners who stress about work-related issues off the clock have pets who also show signs of stress. For the study, researchers surveyed 85 dog owners to measure job stress and how often they think of work in their free time. Those owners were asked how stressed they thought their dogs were while tracking behaviors tied to canine stress like whining, pacing, and restlessness. The study concluded that owners with high-stress jobs had dogs who showed more stress-related behavior.
I think the pups are probably concerned about where that next meal is coming from.
That as well. Wondering if you're going to have the money for it.
That's exactly right. Let's not make him mad now. Or her mad. Yeah, good story. I like that. A Texas doctor who falsely diagnosed his healthy patients to fund his lavish lifestyle with private jets, luxury sports cars, was sentenced to a decade behind bars. All right. Jana Jalosi has more.
Rheumatologist Jorge Zamora Quezada defrauded patients and insurance companies by diagnosing people with rheumatoid arthritis despite them not having the condition, having them undergo injections, infusions, x-rays, MRIs, and other procedures, and falsifying medical records to collect insurance funds. Department of Justice officials say the 68-year-old was involved with $118 million worth of false claims and insurance payments over $28 million. Some of the patients were left with debilitating side effects, including strokes and necrosis of the jawbone. Zamora Quezada was sentenced to 10 years in prison and ordered to forfeit more than $28 million, his 13-property real estate portfolio, his jet, and Maserati. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
445. Oh, boy, what a day this is. News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, he's in looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, obviously not too much is going to be going on, relatively speaking, because we do have some holiday traffic. There was some congestion on Burgess Road if you were traveling westbound towards the intersection with Palafox Street, but it doesn't look like it's really giving us much trouble at this time. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 86 degrees, low of 78 tonight with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, high of 87 with a low of 75, and those thunderstorms chances slightly increasing.
Well, we have it a lot better than most of the country because stormy Memorial Day weather affected a lot of Americans. And the rest of the week won't be much better. Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible today for the southern plains into the lower Mississippi and Tennessee River valleys. That includes large hail, damaging winds, isolated tornadoes. On Tuesday, the risk spreads towards the Ohio Valley in the southeast. Heavy rain will bring the threat for flooding over the next few days as the pattern remains in place. Cooler temperatures are in the forecast for the northern and central two-thirds of the country as we begin the month of June. Fox Weather for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Sports giant Fanatics is pitting fans against sports legends like Tom Brady at an upcoming marketing event. The company announced the skills-based competition at Fanatics Fest 2025, taking place June 20th through the 22nd in New York City. Fanatics says more than $2 million will be given away in prizes, including a $1 million cash prize for first place and a Ferrari 812 GTS for second. Meanwhile, the United States Tennis Association recently announcing it will be making an $800 million investment to transform and modernize tennis facilities for the U.S. Open. The project marks the largest single investment in U.S. Open history and will feature a top-to-bottom renovation of Arthur Ashe Stadium in Flushing, New York, as well as a new $250 million player performance center. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Very, very interesting. President Trump's tax cut and spending bill is facing a pretty tough crowd in the U.S. Senate. Ashley Snowmeyer tells us why.
The fate of President Trump's big, beautiful bill now rests in the Senate. The sweeping tax and spending package faces pushback from some Republicans concerned about the national debt, Medicaid cuts, and other provisions. And Democrats warn the bill could strip benefits from millions of low-income Americans. House Speaker Mike Johnson is urging Senate Republicans to keep revisions minimal to maintain unity.
And Elon Musk says he has to be super focused on the companies he runs, like X, Tesla, and SpaceX. In an X post Saturday, Musk said things like recent outages at X show that there's a need for improvement. He said he's going back to spending 24 hours a day at work. He has spent much of this year leading the Department of Government Efficiency in an effort to cut federal spending.
Mortgage rates up and remain above that 7% mark today. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.02%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage at 6.30%. And, of course, Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer, and air conditioning experts are giving tips on how to stay cool without paying more. Heather Sullivan from KRIV, Fox 26 in Houston, has the details.
You've probably already cranked up your air conditioning with the early heat and humidity we've been having. HVAC industry experts warn that President Trump's tariffs could significantly drive up the cost of parts and repairs, and that's on top of existing pressures like shortages of labor and raw materials. Some HVAC service companies say expenses have already risen 80% since the pandemic, and that it's just plain impossible not to pass on some of those costs to customers. Schedule an AC tune-up to fix any issues before they get worse. Get multiple quotes from licensed technicians so that you're not overpaying for the tune-up or the repairs. Heather Sullivan, Fox News.
And a Swiss crypto millionaire reportedly going to turn themselves into the NYPD this week for questioning in a torture case. The executive popped up on police radar after the Friday arrest of Kentucky crypto millionaire John Woltz for allegedly holding an Italian trader prisoner in a Manhattan apartment and torturing him for his Bitcoin password. The victim escaped on Friday and told a traffic cop what had been happening. The Swiss executive's lawyers are reportedly arranging for the man's surrender.
You know, back in the 50s when Buck Rogers was big, I just envision, did they ever think it was going to be like this?
I doubt it.
Okay, 450, 10 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. There's a cash crisis at the World Health Organization, and its leader says this is bad news for a lot of folks. Jonathan Savage has the report.
The United States is the main funder of the WHO, but it's about to pull out, leaving a $600 million hole in the organization's budget. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that's not the only problem. Cuts to bilateral aid programs are already being felt.
Patients are missing out on treatments. Health facilities have closed. Health workers have lost their jobs.
The loss of US government funding means China will be the WHO's number one contributor from next year. President Trump's accused the group of kowtowing to Beijing. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
More auto jobs coming to Georgia. Jeff Manasso has that report on News Radio 92.3.
Mercedes-Benz is expanding its U.S. headquarters in Sandy Springs in metro Atlanta, announcing the addition of up to 500 jobs, including corporate, technical, and high-tech, in the company's new multi-million-dollar research and development facility, a move that's expected to be completed by next year as the luxury automaker consolidates positions to Georgia from across the country. Mercedes-Benz saying the move strengthens its position for continued growth and reinforces its established commitment to the U.S. market. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
452 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll take one last quick break, and when we return, we'll have some pop culture notes to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great-tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as a fresh, never-frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Colby Jack Pub Burger and Lemon Ice are back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery and curbside pickup is available. Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
.455 heads up, Pensacola, Austin Price. He's looking very dapper today and checking out the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. That's expected for holidays. Thank you for staying safe out there, though, nonetheless. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 86 degrees. It's going to be a low of 78 tonight with about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, the weather's going to be about the same, high of 87, low of 75. But we're going to see those chances of thunderstorms just ever so slightly creep up.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, the patriarch of the Duck Dynasty clan has passed away. I really did like this guy. We're talking about Phil Robinson, of course. Michelle Pollino has more on the reaction to his passing.
Tributes are pouring in for Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robertson, who died at 79 after battling multiple health conditions, including Alzheimer's disease. Jace Robertson confirmed his father's passing on X, writing, "He will be missed, but we know he is in good hands. We will see him again." Corey Robertson, his daughter-in-law, shared a statement on Instagram writing, "We celebrate today that Phil Robertson is now with the Lord." She added that a private family service will be held with a public celebration to follow. House Speaker Mike Johnson praised his extraordinary legacy. Others honoring Robertson included Ben Carson, Charlie Kirk, and Franklin Graham, who said now he is in the presence of his Lord and Savior. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And TikTok influencer Anna Grace Phelan is dead at the age of 19. Phelan passed away after a battle with cancer. Her death was confirmed on the Facebook account Anna's Fight. In a post, her family said, "May we all rejoice with the assurance that she is in heaven now and she has been healed."
Okay, it's a Memorial Day weekend for the box office record books. Yeah, a lot of numbers going to change here. Jane Fergus has more on the numbers.
Disney's Lilo and Stitch is off to a running start, bringing in nearly $146 million in its opening weekend.
"We have apprehended a dangerous experiment. Where is he?"
"He escaped."
The live-action remake sets a Memorial Day opening weekend record previously held by Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick in 2022. Cruise makes another huge splash this Memorial Day with the release of Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, the latest installment earning $63 million to mark the biggest opening weekend for the franchise. Final Destination Bloodlines falls to third place, pulling in $19 million. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
And congratulations are in order for NFL rookie Travis Hunter, who's now a married man. The Jacksonville Jaguars' top draft choice married his fiancée, Lena Linney, and bought her a luxury Mercedes G-Wagon SUV. Hunter wore an all-white tuxedo matching his bride's strapless white gown by New York designer Justin Alexander. Daily Mail reported that the two had a lavish ceremony at the barn at Faith Farms in Athens, Tennessee on Saturday.
Well, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, isn't that wholesome?
You know what? That's a good kid.
He does seem to be a pretty nice guy.
We did the story about him being on the airline helping the elderly lady out.
Yeah.
They were flying to Jack, and she goes, "Well, what are you doing?" "Well, I just got drafted." But he was, "Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am," you know, helped her put her bags in the overhead and stuff like that.
Right.
So good for him. I hope that marriage is a success for the next 100 years or so. Here's a perfect example of what to not to do on an airplane. Okay. And who best could kind of blow it is Britney Spears. Why not? She is now providing an explanation for an incident, smoking on an airplane, by the way, aboard a flight last week. Let's find out what Michelle has on this one.
Britney Spears is offering a half apology after lighting up on a charter flight, claiming the cigarette wasn't her idea in the first place, that it was her friend who put it in her mouth and lit it. She wrote on Instagram alongside a video from inside the plane, So I was like, oh, so this is a plane where you can smoke. She followed that with, I do so apologize to anyone I offended, but the flight attendants always make sure I'm way at the back of the plane anyways. The 43-year-old also admitted to drinking. TMZ reports that flight crew found her behavior difficult and alerted authorities, who met the plane upon landing. Spears claimed she thought they met her there because she was famous and added a particular flight attendant had it out for her. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, last I checked, maybe...
Now you know.
Maybe I'm just a bit too modern, but I don't know if there's a plane, a public plane in existence, and at least not in this country, where you can still actively smoke on it.
Well, there's not, but in but in their minds, there is. FAA, while we're talking flights here, reporting many flights headed to Colorado, Texas, California airports today experiencing delays due to unfavorable weather conditions. This comes as millions of people traveling home for the Memorial Day holiday period. Yep, it is time to turn out the lights. The party's over, you know. All right, 12 minutes. We'll have some more news for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.